You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Cancer is coming close to taking over from heart disease as Aotearoa's number one killer. In response to this, a new initiative is aiming to take cancer services out of hospitals and into marae and other community settings. I spoke to medical oncologist Dr. George Laking about this. Can you tell our listeners about your cancer services initiative?
Yeah, so where I work in cancer services, the specialist part of that, we've tended to base it around the treatment of cancer. But if you think about cancer itself and people's journey with cancer, there's a much bigger spectrum than just the treatment part. Begins with prevention, goes into screening, diagnosis, then you get into treatment. Beyond treatment, there's aftercare, follow-up, and indeed end of life. All these things come into the realm of cancer. I've been working as a doctor who gives people chemotherapy. Nowadays also targeted treatments and immune therapy. I've been doing this in Auckland for the last 16 years. And when I meet people for the first time, they tell me about the story of their journey to come to where I work looking for cancer treatment. And it's often quite a long journey, negotiating Auckland traffic and traffic jams and parking buildings. But even bigger than that, the diagnosis part of it that people tell me about, it's often been quite delayed. Meaning that by the time people actually able to have treatment, their cancer's more advanced than you'd really want, and sometimes, you know, not even able to be cured. I would tend to say, I'm sorry to hear about that arduous journey to arrive for treatment, but of course all I do as a cancer specialist is treat cancer. I'm not really involved in any of the earlier stages. But I think what I've come to feel, and a lot of my colleagues have come to feel, is that we don't really feel happy about the situation because cancer is the thing that we care about, and so we'd like to have a part to make sure that the whole journey works well for people, not just the treatment part, but that things like prevention, screening, diagnosis, all those aspects are working well for people with cancer. And one of the things we realised was to be able to be effective in that way, it was important for us to actually be more present out in the community where all these things are actually happening. We've tended to be shut away inside one single hospital in the Auckland region without a lot of involvement in or connection with the community, where all these ever so important parts of the cancer journey, prevention, screening, diagnosis, aftercare are happening. So that's been a motivation for us to think, well, how could we take our work that we do beyond the hospital, more into the community, and maybe start to have a bit of a role to also help make sure the system as a whole and the journey as a whole works better for people affected by cancer.
What are some of the advantages of offering cancer services outside of hospitals, particularly for Māori?
I think for anyone, it's the less travel that you personally have to do, the more convenient that is. In general, I think one of the things that Māori say, he tangata Māori hoki a hau, he uri a hau a te whakatohia, tēnā tātou. One of the things that Māori talk about, of course, is tūranga wāwai, which is that sense of having a place or a location where you go, where you feel strong, and it's your place and where you find your strength. And coming into the hospital, a lot of the time for many people, bit of an alien place, bit of a different place. Sometimes whānau have had experiences at the hospital that haven't been so good. So if we flip things around and go out to where people have their own strengths and their own networks and their own connections, then that's a lot more likely to get things off to a good start with what we're about and what we're doing in that journey through cancer.
What will cancer services in Marae and other places outside of hospitals look like?
So, and this is the thing where, to some extent, you know, I've got to be up front, we're probably even a bit of a latecomer because if you visit Marae, you'll often find that alongside Marae, a haora, primary healthcare settings, distinctively Māori primary healthcare settings, and having been and visited haora, these are very recognisable primary healthcare settings, very frequently what we recognise as general practice or family medicine healthcare settings, clinic rooms. You see your doctors, your nurses, your other healthcare professionals, but they're on site in the community, alongside Marae frequently, or more generally primary healthcare settings, GP practices in the community.
How can people know when and where you'll be offering these services?
Yeah, that's a good question. How to find out the next step? Well, one of the things that we have, of course, is if we make an appointment, we already have a way of sending a message to people about where their appointment is going to be. At present, you can get like a letter or an email or a text that says, well, come along to Auckland City Hospital or Green Lane Clinical Centre, for example. Only in this situation, we'll be able to send out a message which says, well, come along to your local haora or Marae Clinic, for example. More generally, as we start to be more present in this way, we want to put out messages around the community. In fact, that's another part of the vision that we have, is just to be more generally present in the community, because you know, it's possible to have a presence in the community that's even beyond clinical appointments by just fronting up to community meetings, for example, and that's valuable when you're getting into those bigger topics about prevention, screening, diagnosis, what treatment offers, generally increasing community understanding about these things, so that when the time arrives and people need care, they're already knowledgeable and already prepared for that. We think there's just a big advantage in being generally present in the community, spreading the word about these things. They talk about something called health literacy, and we feel that as specialists, we can bring something, you know, along those lines in terms of just spreading the word about how we work, what we do, where we are, and the reasons why.
That was all the questions that I had, unless was there anything else you wanted to add?
So thanks for coming with those questions. I just wanted to add that, you know, you might say, why now? Why would it take 16 years of me personally working in a clinic to realise things had got to the point where we needed to make a change so the system as a whole works better for people? One of the things that has come along to, I think, really prompt us into some action is the building that we're in at the hospital is reaching the end of its cycle, and we've realised actually we need to look for some new infrastructure to do our work in anyway. So this was a opportunity for us to take a look at how we do our work and what we call our model of care, because the physical setting that we've been using for the last 40 years or so is approaching the end of its useful life. So that's kind of been the trigger for us in a project that we call the Integrated Cancer Service, which is about refreshing the physical surroundings where we do our care and actually redesigning the model of care that we have so that it can work better for communities.
And that was medical oncologist Dr. George Laking discussing the initiative to make cancer services more accessible.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.